Welcome to day 210. We are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Now we learned yesterday that one who plants truma seeds b'mezid purposefully, then that which grows from it will also be treated like truma. We also learned that was only midivrei chazal, meaning that is only rabbinic. And it's a knas, it's a penalty, because one was not supposed to plant those seeds, you're supposed to eat them. So you did something wrong by planting them, and therefore, as a result, chazal say that that which grows from it must be treated like truma. But the challenge is that midaraisa, from the Torah's perspective, that's not true. From the Torah's perspective, it's still chulin. And if that's true, then there are certain halachos that are midaraisa, that are biblical, that we cannot absolve this produce from. We still have to treat it like chulin regarding all of those biblical laws. So what are we talking about? Says the Mishnah, v'chayeves v'leker v'shicha v'peya, that which grows from the truma that was planted, that we treat like truma, in that the kohen can, only a kohen can eat it, still, it's chayev, it is obligated in leket, shicha, and peya. Those are the gifts from the poor. Leket is that which falls when you're harvesting it. Shicha is that which you forget after the harvest. And peya is a corner of your field. All of those halachos still need to apply to this produce that grows, because even though truma, generally truma midaraisa, is exempt from all of those, gifts to the poor, this is not truma midaraisa. This is only truma midarabanan, which means from the Torah's perspective, it's not truma, and therefore from the Torah's perspective, those halachos of the gifts to the poor, the matnas aniyim, still apply. So what do you do? Va'aniya Yisrael, va'aniya kohanim alaktim. Either aniya Yisrael, the poor who are non-kohanim, and poor are kohanim, collected, and the aniya Yisrael, mochonesh shalahem lekohanim bidmei truma. But when the poor that are non-kohanim collect this, the leket, shicha, and peya, the problem is that they're not allowed to eat it, because it's still considered truma midarabanan. So midaraisa, they have to collect it, meaning midaraisa, all of the halachos of matnas aniyim apply, but midarabanan, it's still considered truma, so they are not allowed to eat it. So what do? They sell it to the kohen, and then v'hadamim shalahem, and then they're allowed to keep the money, meaning they sell the truma, that which they picked up from leket, shicha, and peya, they sell that to the kohanim, they get the money for it, and they're allowed to keep that money. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, lo yilkutu ela aniyei kohanim. No, the non-kohanim who are aniyim, who are poor, are not allowed to collect it. Why? Shema yishkechu b'yidin l'sok p'yim. Because while they're picking it up, they might forget and eat a little bit of it, and then they'd be violating the rabbanon. Because if you're a non-kohen who is poor, you might collect your leket, shicha, and peya. Normally, you'd be allowed to eat that right away, because you don't have to give further gifts on that if you're an ani. But in this case, you're not allowed to eat it, because you're not a kohen, and this is considered truma midirabanan. So Rabbi Tarfon's very worried. If you're going to be collecting these gifts, you might forget and eat a little bit of it, and then the Yisrael would be violating the daraisa of eating truma. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says, yes, you have to keep all the matnos aniyim of leket, shicha, and peya. You have to allow aniyim to take it, but you only allow aniyim who are kohanim to take it, because if they then eat it as they're picking it up, that's totally fine, because it's considered truma and they are kohanim. Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds, no, Rabbi Tarfon, Im Cain, if that's true, if you're always concerned that whenever someone harvests something, they may eat it right away, then lo yilak to el tahorim. Then if that's true, then only kohanim who are tahorim should be allowed to collect these leket, shicha, and peya. Because if it's really truma, and a kohen is not allowed to cause truma, or anyone is not allowed to cause truma to become tameh, so then only kohanim who are tahorim, who are pure, should be allowed to collect this truma, because we might be concerned that if they're tameh, they might pick up a piece as they're harvesting and then eat it, and that would be a major problem. But we never see that. That is never the halacha, that kohanim and tameyim are not allowed to collect these different types of produce, or the matnas aniyim. We never see that halacha. And therefore, Akiva uses that as a proof to say that no, we're not concerned with that. Just because someone's picking something up or harvesting, harvesting the peyo, or picking up leket, or shicha, whatever it is, just because they're picking it up, we're not concerned that they may eat it, and therefore you have to change the halacha because of it. So that is Mishnah Beis. Continues the Mishnah, v'chayeves, and similarly, this produce that grew from truma that was planted unintentionally, that now we have to treat like truma. Anything that grows needs to be treated like truma midrabanan, but we still have to keep all the de'araisa as if it's chulin. So says the Mishnah, similarly, v'chayeves b'maiser, so v'maiser ani. So it's still chayev in maiser, meaning maiser needs to be given to a levi, and maiser ani, the maaser that we give to a poor in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, that also needs to be kept, because again, it's treated like chulin in those regards. V'aniya Yisrael, so what do we do with this maaser ani that usually goes to the poor? So, v'aniya Yisrael, v'aniya kohanim notlim. Either aniya Yisrael or aniya kohanim are allowed to collect that maaser ani. And again, v'aniya Yisrael, mochron eshalahem lekohanim bidmei truma. But the Yisraelim would have to then sell that amount to the kohanim, because they're still not allowed to eat it. They're allowed to collect the maaser ani. It's rightfully theirs, because mida araisa, it's considered chulin, it's non-truma, but midirabanan, we still consider it like truma. So once they pick it up, they're not allowed to eat it, because only kohanim can eat it. So they should sell it to the kohen, bidmei truma, for the amount of truma, v'adamim shalahem, and then the aniyim keep that money. Now, Hachovet Meshubach. Now we're talking about this produce that grew from the ground because it has this truma status. So what do? There are two ways of threshing. You have to thresh the grain. Threshing the grain is removing the outer, the shell, the chaff from the grain itself. So there are two ways of doing it. Either you could beat it or you can put it on the threshing floor and have animals trample over it, and that would separate the grain. So hachovet meshubach, one who hits it and doesn't use an animal is greater. Why? Because you're not allowed to have it depends on what we're talking about, whether it's a kohen or not. We're going to assume right now that it's a non-kohen. You're not allowed to have the animals of a non-kohen eat truma. And if the animals are threshing the grain, it is very likely that they'll eat part of the grain, and that would be a problem because we have to treat this grain like truma. The other problem, the tension here, is that you're also not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's working. That's an isser mideraisa. That's a prohibition from the arisa. We have to allow animals to freely graze as they're working. So what do you do here? They're not allowed to eat the truma, and they're also not allowed to be muzzled, so ideally you wouldn't use animals for threshing. Instead, you'd hit it with a stick. The hadash ketz adyasa, but let's say someone really does, the only possibility is to thresh with an animal, so what do? How do you prevent them from eating the truma while also not violating the biblical prohibition of muzzling? Says the Mishnah, tolek fifos betzavari behema. You put baskets on the neck, you hang it around the neck of the animal, but no sin the socham, no sin, and in those baskets you put the same sort of produce that the animal is threshing in that moment. And if that's true, the animal can just bend down into the basket around its neck and eat that grain, and they won't be tempted to eat the grain of truma on the floor. Nimtza lo zomimis behema, so you found that you've not muzzled the animal because you're still letting him eat, and velo machlas truma, but he's also not eating the truma that's on the floor because he has it right in front of him in the basket. So that's a great way to get around it. That is Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the Mishnah Dalah tomorrow.